Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Look, we're looking to watching the Shogun load up for another big trip, and a lot of other boats.
There's a Star Command when I was moving.
Docks are empty.
I love that. That's like my favorite sight when you're rolling, like, oh, yep, nobody's home. Like,
yeah. they're out there fishing.
The only boats that are tied up are unloading their catch from coming in on their multi-days, and they'll be out of here again in another
turn
couple
around.
Hours.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Robbie Gant from AFCO is here having a great time. We're giving away a phenomenal prize, too, right, Ricky?
Boy, you're not kidding. Yeah, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the day, a brand new spool of 80-pound Psycho Pro fluorocarbon from AFCO. So you're going to get to try that awesome fluorocarbon from AFCO. In addition to that, one of the brand new 12-inch AFCO fillet knives. A beautiful knife. It comes with a really high-end sheath and just a great, great prize for a very lucky caller. It's a really, really cool tool you're going to have for the rest of your life.
Oh,
they make a really, really high-end knife. If you want to get your shot at getting that great prize, give us a call this morning, 833-288-0973. Not only your shot at winning that great gear, but also your opportunity to talk to the man, Robbie Gant.
Indeed. And speaking of the Royal Star, who's just pulling out to go get fuel and bait right now.
Hear him moving as
you
speak.
Hear, we're going to have Captain Tim Ekstrom next weekend.
All right.
So Captain Tim Ekstrom will be here, I believe, next Sunday. So you want to be sure to tune in for that, because I'm sure he's been on the water a lot.
Those guys had an absolutely amazing trip. I talked to Blake. He came into the tackle store the other day telling us about it. They had one day on their last, I believe it was a four-day trip, where they had 43 of those triple-digit plus bluefin. Fish up to 255 pounds. They had 43 for the day. And he said multiple times they had seven kite fish going at the same time.
Meaning seven, like, at one time.
Put a bait out, hook one, bring the kite in, put it out, hook another one. Like, not once, not twice, but he said multiple times throughout the day they had seven kite fish going at once. He said it was as fast as you could get the kite out and set. One would blow up and eat it, and they'd wind the sucker in, and as fast as they could get it back out again. He just had a line of guys standing like, okay, number four, five, and six, all get in line, because we don't want to chase you down. Like, not number four, get ready. Like, you know, there was like a large on-deck circle. He said it was the best kite fishing for big bluefin he's ever seen.
Wow, that's cool. Good fishing right
so
now.
Cool.
And in the meantime, let's find out what's biting.
Yeah, speaking of good fishing, it's time for the Catch Report, which today our FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they make products for serious sport fishermen. Looking for a better way to get bit on those finicky tuna? Make your own seamless top shots down to even 40-pound fluorocarbon with the new Sato Crimp system. It's easy, cost-effective, and big fish proven. It's all about bait presentation, and the Sato Crimp system will give you a seamless and easy-to-cast connection. Get the Sato Crimps at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. We're going to start off with our private boater buddy and FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Robbie. So, guys, you know, we can sure feel a hint of that cooler fall weather coming here in our last weekend of summer. But even as we're transitioning seasonally, that excellent fishing, it just keeps right on rolling. Man, it's been good. So at the islands, no shortage of yellowtail around for sure. The grind continues up there at SBI. It's been really steady on good grade fish. Heavier gear is almost a must up there. It's bad bottom and big fish, man. That's a tough combination. The weather's up a little bit right now, so it's going to even be more challenging. At Catalina, still a lot of that better grade yellowtail around the island, but a bunch of smaller ones moved in. They're kind of pesky. Along with the bonita there, you know, there's a bunch of that little bonita, but a few nicer ones mixed in too, but it makes it tough to get that big yellow, so try a big mackerel there or a stripper chunk of bonita will help you get through all those other little critters there. At San Clemente Island, again, not much pressure on the island proper, but I did get a few reports, mostly backside west, and it highlights the fact there's plenty of yellows at Clemente also, but again, weather's going to be an issue up there. Offshore, been some amazing signal on the bluefin here this week. Some up above the west end of Clementi's. That's more of the school-sized fish, and there's some really nice great yellowfin mixed in with that. And then backside east at 81, 86 out to the 381. That sector there has pretty much been the best big fish zone. And then I just talked to Danny here a few minutes ago and giving me an update on the fish dope plane situation. They looked around on Thursday, saw some good schools closer to home between the 181 and the 289. It's nice to see some of that better grade fish on the inside. And then the guys fishing the marlin this week up and down the ridge there, they saw some good schools, that nicer grade bluefin up closer to Catalina, that 277 sector. And along with the tuna, they find a decent amount of marlin mixed in there on the ridge. Some of that marlin's like right up tight to the island, like right up there in the shallows. And you figure in a little bit of deep drop swordfish to go along with all that, and I got to say the setup for the fall is just looking nothing short of fantastic.
Oh, that sounds good to me, Mark.
Prime time. I mean, let's see. We want to go tuna fishing.
Exactly.
We want to go bluefin fishing. We want to go yellowtail fishing. We're going to marlin fishing. We're going to go swordfish fishing. What a fishery we have
so
in
cool.
Southern California.
Mark, it's just absolutely amazing.
I almost had to think about it when you had mentioned your report last week and you were talking about local yellowfin up to 70 pounds. And I thought, 70 pounds, a big one. I had to eat my words because 2 days later at the landing, we weighed in an 82-pound yellowfin that came from, you know, roughly that San Clemente area. And, yeah, you weren't kidding, man. There's some big yellowfin. There's some big yellowfin around right now.
You know, we saw that last year. Those fish were up there all the way till Thanksgiving outside the, you know, kind of around that 499 like that with the porpoise school. And that stuff, I mean, it don't always bite, but those big ones are there again this year. I was talking to one of my friends that runs a little six-pack boat, and a very extraordinary fisherman. He said that same big stuff is already on them porpoise schools. So pay
That's
close
so
attention,
cool.
guys, and fish heavy gear, man. We got all them Guadalupe fish up here tootling around in our backyard. So
yeah, they're waiting for us for sure. And, of course, fishdope.com, Danny and Jeff and the boys have been doing a great job keeping people up on what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, $20 off. fishdope.com with all the different resources they have. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Pulsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And, you know, we've been fooling around with this bait tank business for a while. We had kind of an interesting thing happen. We got an order from Dubai for 10 double tanks.
Really?
I know. It's like, oh, my God.
What are they going to do with those in Dubai?
You know, I don't know. He didn't say, but it's for real. And I don't know. We're just going to figure out how to shuffle that into the mix. We're already busy. It's like crazy busy. So
you need if you need a courier to go out there and do some kind of exotic fishing, you know, don't forget about your boy here. I got you covered.
I'm with you, buddy. That's great.
Yeah, indeed. Well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate the great report. And like we said last week, it just keeps getting better. It could be even better next week, right?
You know, it could be. You know, I've heard two different reports of blue marlin now. And, you know, if somebody would just catch a wahoo, that really set us up in good shape. It's just looking good. It seems like some of that marlin that maybe was way up west is trickling down into our area because there's that area of fish on the ridge and another one off of San Onofre. And, you know, it's just setting up to be that really good fall that we know and love. Everybody goes home. A lot more room out there to move around and fish everywhere. What are you going to do? Got to go fish.
Got to go catch them.
Go get them. All right. Thanks a lot for that great report, Mark. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. We'll see you guys.
That's all right. Fine. While we wait for Marcos from C4th Sport Fishing, that's Marcos on the radio, got one of our listeners here, Daniel in Los Angeles, has a follow-up question from the app, Let's Talk Hookup app. He just hit the text the show, and we got it. Said, follow-up question on solid to hollow. Can you run the solid into the hollow, exit the hollow, and tie a single uni around the hollow with the solid? The uni secures the solid and the finger trap.
I mean, I'm never say never.
Yeah.
My thought would be, and let me start this by saying I don't know. You know, so don't take this for a black or white answer. My thought would be that could be a little counterproductive because the strength in that finger trap style connection is from the two lines wanting to pull apart from each other. So as the hollow sleeve wants to go left and the other one wants to go right, it's constricting and pulling down. But if you tie a uni, like if you pop out and you tie a uni on the outside, that's where all the strength is going to be. And so it's not going to allow the finger trap cuff to basically cinch down. It's not going
to
pull apart from itself because the knot is holding.
I see it. I don't know what you think. It looks like it's going to... That's a failure asking, waiting to happen, I think. I don't know.
I don't know
because
the answer.
Because you're not securing the front end.
Right.
The front end where it's going into the insert style thing.
Yeah.
You almost have to whip the front end to make sure that's secure.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that, when you come out of the hollow and you put a uni, now you're putting a lot of pressure on half the fibers because when you come out, right?
Right.
So now you're asking for... like a weak link,
yes.
in the deal.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I want to say that again. I'm not answering it like I know this answer to be black or white.
Yeah.
That would I don't think that's the way that I would go.
Doesn't
about
sound good.
Yeah, I think if you wanted to run your solid into the hollow, for me, if you have enough room, I like to fold my solid in half and I pull it up from like the peak of the fold, so I'm running two strands of the hollow inside there just to make a little bigger line inside, so when the cuff does restrict down, it's got more stuff to bite onto. And then I like to do a couple series of nail knots right where the two come together, and then I do a serve
at the front.
At the front, where the two lines meet each other,
right.
Where the one goes into the other. And I start on the hollow side, and I go, you know, maybe call it a 3-inch serve, where I would go an inch and a half onto one side, and I would continue all the way over the union of the two, and then an inch and a half onto the other. That's how I have done it, and you know, with some success.
All right, very good.
All right, hey, with that, we're going to continue with our catch port, head on down to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Oh, a little bit of fishing going on this week. You know,
I'll bet so.
Yeah. Just some yellowtail and bonita on the half day, some yellowfin dorado on the full days and overnight. So, you know, typical September fishing.
Yeah, just regular.
It's actually, yeah, you know, just pick a boat and go on in. You're probably going to catch something fun there.
So cool.
So, yeah, the new C4 has definitely had some good yellowtail fishing this week. We haven't seen good yellowtail on half day fishing like that in a while there. But yesterday, 43 yellowtail in the afternoon, a halibut, some calico bass, some bonita on the counts in the morning there.
Wow.
It's exactly, you know, and there's some good sized fish in there too, and we've been waiting a while for that. So, needless to say, trips are filling up pretty quick. You know, we're already filling up pretty quick, and then you throw some yellowtail in the mix there. Definitely, if you're going to hop on that half day, get out there and try and catch some of that local yellowtail, definitely do it sooner than later. C4thLanding.com. The full schedule is up there for those half days. Those full days still out there catching yellowfin, dorado, and yellowtail. It's almost boring at this point. That's what they've been doing all season. But it's still very good fishing on there. Those overnights, lots of yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail, some skipjack in the mix there. So great fishing all around. Like I said, definitely check that website, C4thLanding.com. And keep an eye on the updates we put up there. Keep an eye on our social media, C4th Landing on both Instagram and Twitter there. And we're doing some tackle updates. Sounds like some light tackle on some of those trips. So definitely keep an eye on that. Come down prepared. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to answer your questions, make a reservation for you, and get you out there fishing.
Right on, Marcos. That's a great report. No surprise. This is the time of year when this is supposed to happen, and boy, it sure is at C4th. Great job. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch port today. Again, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli, offer Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Robbie, so let's jump into it, Rick.
Randy in Costa Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Randy.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody today?
Great.
Good. Hey, it's beautiful to see blue skies again in Costa Mesa. We've had 2 weeks of smoke. It's nice to see.
Yeah, right.
Robbie, I got a question for you regarding the old APCO parking lot sales. Do you guys ever foresee those coming back into the picture?
I don't think so. I think everything now has gone online, so it's kind of a year-round parking lot sale on our website. Mm-hmm. I think that's how they've kind of positioned that. But, yeah, I miss going to those years ago.
Totally.
But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how it's transitioned to just running it all on the web. Yeah, you bet.
A lot of those deals are things that end up at Tackle Days, and they end up at Fred Hall shows, and you know a lot of the dealers will end up purchasing the off-price clothing that's left over. If you know the summertime stuff, there was 25 T-shirts left over. A shop like ours will buy that, and then you'll see that. So it's almost like the parking lot sale has been spread out to everybody's you know sale more so than just the one shot in the parking lot.
Yep, absolutely.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back into it.
All right. How about we talk to Charlie calling from Gardena this morning. Hey, Charlie, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Good. Charlie.
I had a question about if you had a factory CalStar rod, for example, you know, like a heavy tuna rod, can you put a bent butt on it?
Yeah, absolutely. Any custom rod shop can take care of that for you, you know, no problem at all. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you need parts-wise from AFCO to do that?
You need the, basically, you need the ferrule, just the
buy
number.
A unibut,
yeah, just buy a unibut. It's got it. It's
buy
all ready
unibut.
To go. Yeah.
So that has the real seat
mm-hmm.
and the ferrule that would, and then
you need the ferrule and the collet nut and then the unibut, but you can buy it all in a
one
kit.
Piece.
Yeah.
And then they can just attach that to a custom rod.
Yes. Or even a factory rod.
Even
yeah.
A factory
they'll just cut
rod.
The butt section, the hype long or whatever mm-hmm. The grip is.
Uh-huh.
And you basically tell them, you know, this is how I want the configuration to be, and any rod shop can do that.
We do it all the time right now. As you can imagine, you know, with the success of, you know, that system having an AFCO unibut, we do it absolutely all the time. You just basically cut the reel seat off or cut the hypalon off, whatever it is, and the rod performs identical to how you had it before because you're replacing... You know, you're replacing however long the butt section is, 18 inches or 16 inches or 14 inches, however long of a butt you're using. You're basically replacing, you know, 12 to 18 inches of the part of the rod that doesn't bend with another 12 to 14 inches of the rod that doesn't bend in the unibut. So the performance of the rod is exactly the same. You're just taking a piece that doesn't bend and replacing it with an aluminum piece that doesn't bend. So
gotcha.
You still get all the tip, all the performance. You just basically cut it off, epoxy the ferrule to the bottom of the rod, and away you go. We do it. I mean, we've probably got a half a dozen in the shop right now that we've done waiting for customers to pick up.
To do that.
Super popular.
What about the tip? The tip, guys?
Like
going to a roller?
Yeah, like just.
Yeah, I think
a roller
you can
or a
do
swivel.
That. Yeah, you can do that too. Mm-hmm. Any custom rod shop can basically just heat it up and pop it
yeah.
off and slap
switch
on it
right out.
Yep.
And
yeah.
even you would be surprised. AFCO makes relatively large roller tops with very small tubes. Meaning, you know, if you have like a graphiter type rod where the tip itself is not a very large tip, a number 9 or a number 10 or 11, they still have very large diameter roller tops that will fit a plenty skinny blank. And it's just a matter of heating the old one up, pulling it off, and slapping some tip glue on and putting the next one down.
Go.
Easy stuff.
Thank you.
And, I mean, that could save you. If you have a rod that's perfect, it's in your garage, but and you don't necessarily want to shell out, you know, $600, $700, $800 for a very high-end, you know, unibut-style rod, you can definitely make that modification and save yourself some serious bucks. It's
like
very doable.
Hundreds,
yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
All right. How about next we talk to John calling from Escondido. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I know it's a stupid question because it's an AFCO product, but that new sweatshirt, is it stain resistant so you don't have to worry about getting any fish blood and stuff like that on it while you're fishing?
I believe so. I can only tell you from personal use. I don't know what it says on the actual packaging, but I've used that sweatshirt every time I go fishing, and I'm normally the guy that draws the short straw to have to cut all the fish at the end of the day.
As you said,
and the sweatshirt doesn't come off, and it comes home, you know, pretty gross, and it's still beautiful.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Yeah, I would say it comes down to
problem. AFCO puts, like, in the shorts and the performance shirts and stuff, they put, like a stain-resistant whatever in there, right? The fabric is actually built into the fabric.
Right.
Yeah, and so the Reaper, which is the sweatshirt we were talking about, has that same kind of thing.
I believe so, because mine's still brand new and it's been through
bloodbaths. And I believe it's also pretty water resistant too. I don't think it's waterproof, right?
No, not waterproof, but definitely water resistant. I mean, it's my go-to.
Yeah.
So no matter what the weather's like outside, I'm wearing it, and you're golden.
It's an impressive piece.
Foggy, like misty morning in the tower, you're not sopping wet where you would be in just a regular.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
Whatever material sweatshirt.
Yep.
Right. Absolutely. Check it out. The Reaper. That's it. All right. Let's go live on. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Let's go live on the water. Captain Mike on the Tributes on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
Great. How's the fishing?
We're actually, it's good sweatshirt weather. a little breezy down here. We decided to go look at a little bit different area, and so far very good at Dorado fishing. We got 33 Dorado on the boat here so far. First one was a blind jig strike, and the second one was a spotted jumper. So I'm kind of thinking if we find a kill patty down here, we're probably going to be pretty golden. But nice, great Dorado, and off to a great start, you know, at 8:20 in the morning. My charter group, 25 guys, annual group, first day of a two-day trip, and off to a great start.
That's great
sounds
news.
Sounds really good. And the weather is supposed to, today's like, if you look at the weather charts, the worst day of all. Looks like the weather next week is looking stellar all week.
No
right,
doubt.
Mike?
Yeah, you know, starting tomorrow, and it's not horrible. It's clear. You know, for, I think 2 weeks there, we had an issue with smoke. smoke on the water, limiting our visibility, and we still have pretty darn good fishing throughout that, but there's a lot of days where that smoke mixed with fog or, I don't know, whatever you wanted to call it, but there's a lot of days where we had a half mile of visibility, and we're still knocking out good Dorado fishing, some very good Yellowstone fishing as of lately here at times, too, so, once we get through today, oh, you talked me into a jig strike. How about that?
All right.
It's not the worst thing ever. you guys are all right. But we're very good Dorado fishing here lately. We had 35 for our group yesterday, and we got another Dorado strike. So, like I said, if we find a kill patty, I think that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Well, Mike, my buddy Jeff is fishing with you today. So if he gets a big backlash or busts off a big one, I just need a favor. I need the report so I got some ammo. So make sure to let me know if he does something dumb.
I'll get pictures, video, and we'll take good rides.
Is that air conditioning, Jeff?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You can't miss Jeff. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
So you'll he's a.
I know who you're talking about. He's already knocked out a limited Dorado.
All right.
Nice.
Don't let him drop that talco over either.
Yours.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Tribute, you have any space available this coming week?
You know, we do. We get in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's one-day trip is sold out. Yeah, it sounds like, we have that nice weather coming up. This could be, Captain another Dorado. Could be a really good time to get on. And we're looking down in a different area. We kind of stretch our legs here a little bit. Still easy one-day range. We're down here at 65 miles, I think. But I think down here with nice weather conditions, we're looking at some really big schools of Dorado, and they're hungry.
I like it.
See if we can find. Oh, we just put on a tuna. You guys are all right. I need to talk to you more often.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, hopefully it turns into a wide open night there on tuna and Dorado.
There's been a lot of that lately. There's been some good combos, and there's been some open water deals where you get a Dorado strike and it turns into really good Dorado and Yellowfin fishing. We've experienced that a couple times last week.
Well, let's hope this is one of them, Mike. Well, a great report. Sounds like you guys are on to some great fishing. And one more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to book a trip and come out with you here this week when we got some good weather and a couple open spots.
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com. TributeSportFishing.com, and always take a look at our Facebook page. It's Tribute Sport Fishing. We have pictures of some of the Dorado we caught there yesterday and some of the stuff we've been doing over the last week. So Off to a great start, and I'm pretty excited about how this week's looking.
Yeah,
awesome.
Me too.
Appreciate that very much.
After a week and a half of wind, we're ready for some nice weather, for sure. Indeed. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate that. All right. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros in the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. All, don't forget, too, that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And I'll tell you what, the one other thing that they do at Fisherman's Processing, that was just fantastic. I mentioned nephew Todd came from Ohio. He took back a 50-pound box of bluefin tuna to Ohio on the plane, and they have the boxes there. They'll sell you the box with
sweet.
A styrofoam box. They'll pack it for you, airline ready. So if you have somebody visiting or
nice.
You're coming out to visit, Fisherman's Processing's got you covered. You don't bring to bring a cooler or anything like that. You just purchase their styrofoam lined box in any size up to 50 pounds. They'll pack it for you. You come pick it up on your way to the airport, and boom, you're ready to go.
Slick. I didn't know. That's sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Fresh bluefin back in Ohio.
That's right.
I'll handle that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree, the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, it's been a busy morning on the phones, 833-288-0973, your chance to get through on the phone, or shoot us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, hey, Royal Star, we talked about them absolutely putting the wood to the fish here. They have a couple 7 days coming up. You talk about putting the wood to the fish. So first 7 day, with, and I can't believe they actually have availability. They're limiting it to 22. It's September 26th to October 3rd, and then they have a limited to 20 angler 7 day, October 3rd through the 10th. And great opportunity to go on what's normally sold out operation. That's the Royal Star. So give Tracy a call in the office, 619-224-4764, or book online at royalstarsportfishing.com. Also want to mention, too, we have two limited load 2 day trips aboard the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing coming up. The first one this Sunday, tomorrow, is sold out. We have a second one that actually still has availability on October the 4th, just a couple weeks away. That's a really good time. And it's $675, includes your food on a 2 day.
Nice.
So that's a great opportunity, limited to 25 passengers on the Liberty. So it's a really nice limited load trip on the Liberty. You want to go on that trip, just go to fishermanslanding.com and book your spot. That's October the 4th through the 6th, 2 day trip on the Liberty. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to start with Dennis calling from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Great.
Hey, I have a quick question. I do a lot of surf fishing, and I have waders, and my waders got a hole in it, and I tried all kinds of glue, but it just, the salt water just eats it right up. So what kind of glue would you recommend for salt water for patching up my waders?
I'm going to defer to Pete on that one. You'd be the guy with the most experience with waders,
well,
I would guess.
You know, they make wader glue. If you just go online or go to your local fly fishing shop, they make glue to patch waders, and they make patch kits. They make like full-on patch kits where you can get the glue and then a patch. It depends on how bad the break is, or the, you know,
where it's at.
Waders wear, and you're going to get leaks in waders and stuff like that. And there's nothing worse than a leaky wader. I mean, it's just like, that sucks.
So, but this is for salt water. I'm looking specifically for salt water.
But that, it doesn't
matter. I've tried all kinds of glue.
And it's even waiter. Have you tried waiter glue?
Yeah, I went online. I saw waiter glue, but I don't know if it'll work on salt water. So
it doesn't matter.
In theory, you're putting the patch on the inside. I would assume, right?
You know, you usually put patches on the outside.
Okay.
So, I would maybe try a patch and the glue this time. Try that out, but maybe just call one of your local fly fishing stores and ask them for some advice on that, because we're not really experts on that. But I can tell you who are experts. If you ever go fishing with a guide up in like the Sierras, like Pat Yeager, those guys are experts at patching, because they have to patch their waders all the time to keep them from, because heavy wear makes them leak,
and
they're not cheap. So you check out Sims.com. Go on the Sims website. They may have some solutions for you. Shoot Sims an email. Sims makes the best waders, and they'd be able to probably. They also make a glue, I believe, too, and a patch kit on the Sims. So Sims.com, check that out.
And that's what we bought for our big Montana trip.
Yeah.
We were really happy with them. I mean, they worked great.
Yeah, indeed. Hey,
all right, guys.
All right.
Good luck.
Hey,
man.
I hope that
Thank
helps
you
out. Thanks a lot for the call. We got a text question coming from Mike in King Harbor. Is listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app up in King Harbor. Thanks very much, Mike. And he says, with all this deep drop swordfish fishing happening, could I use my Talica 20 with a bent butt rod? Also have two small Pensqual 30 VS. Would any of these reels work for
swordfish. Robbie?
The only issue, Talico could handle it. The only issue that I see you run into is line capacity.
Yeah.
So depending on how deep you're fishing is going to dictate whether or not your 20 is going to have enough line to get down to the depth where you need to be. So, yes, kind
yes,
of.
Yes and no.
Yeah. That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Scale down in your line class. I mean,
maybe
if you went to
50 Max
or 60,
Quattro 80
yeah,
or 60?
Right. Max Quattro 80, so it's got 65-pound diameter, so you get a little bit more line on the reel. That would definitely help. But
so don't forget you're fishing 1,000 feet. So that's deep.
And you're fishing 1,000 feet on a bite that typically, when they do bite, flies straight to the surface, and you want to be able to catch up to that bite. So, yes, by numbers, you have enough line on the reel to get there, but, you know, you got to imagine when you have... If you have 80% of your line gone pre-bite, that means you're going to be trying to catch up to a fish on a spool that's at, you know, that's as big around as a quarter, and you're just not gaining any line.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not that the reel can't handle it. That's the reel that we caught our surface swordfish on. I can assure you the reel's strong enough. We had a 290-pound sword that pulled super hard on a Talica 20. The reel is more than robust to handle it. Drags, frames, gears, all that kind of stuff. I don't think you have enough
capacity.
Line to appropriately do it with a 20.
A 30 size reel would work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if you had a Tiagra 30.
Yeah.
There would be enough capacity on a Tiagra 30.
It just comes down to the bigger the reel, you're going to have a larger diameter from when you start. You know, there's less line that's going to be off the reel. So when you start winding to try and gain to the surface, you're turning on a larger diameter spool. And, I mean, let's face it, the bigger the reel is, the physically easier it's going to be to turn the handle. I mean, the difference, a Talica 20 has a ton of power. But when you compare it to a Talica 50, there's no, it's a huge amount of difference.
Yeah,
bigger
sure.
gears, bigger drags, bigger handle. It just makes it all that makes it easier on you.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, Harry in La Jolla texted Aqua Seal for the waiters there.
Okay.
So thanks, Harry.
Right
appreciate
on.
That very much. Thanks a lot for that text. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mike calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys, Rick, this is the mic we talked about the phone yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got two things. One's a comment, and the other is a tackle question. The comment, and it's important to everybody, I mean really important. I was walking home from the gym 3 days ago, and I was almost killed because I was walking on the side of the street with the traffic to my back. It never occurred to me. I'm 70 years old. This car missed me by inches. It was out of control. Jumped the curb, ran into another car, out on fire, pulled a lady out. She had a cell phone in her hand, which didn't matter to me. Was just standing there thinking, geez, you gotta always walk into the traffic when you're on the sidewalk.
All right.
Scary
and
deal.
Appreciate
yeah.
that, Mike. Let's
okay.
talk traffic. Would be a really good place to call that one in. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah,
that's
sir.
That's
my,
a scary
it was
deal.
Just a revelation. But my tackle question is, yeah, I listen to you guys all the time. I just bought a Speedmaster 16.2.
Nice.
So how do I rig that for, let's go Dorado or kind of school size yellowfin or who knows what, but... How do I rig that?
How would you set that up, Robbie?
I would go 65 or 80 pound Power Pro. I do prefer the white Max Quattro. I switch everything over to Max Quattro.
Love Max stuff. Quattro.
Same.
Stuff
and then
is so good.
Straight top shot with 40 to 60 pound Seiko Pro fluorocarbon, and you're good to go.
Nice thing about that,
okay,
too, is you're good enough to catch a Dorado, and that same rig will catch you a 100-pound bluefin if
yeah,
that's what you
long.
Do. So when you're hopping on an overnight boat, especially right now, not necessarily knowing, you might go south and fish Dorados and yellowfins. You might go west and fish big bluefins, but that same outfit's going to cover you across the board.
Yeah,
all right.
Yep.
Got it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate
all right.
that.
All right. How about we jump right back into him and talk to Jim calling from National City. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show. The question I have is, like, for that Atco knife and all these high blade stainless steel knives, this question could be for all three of you guys. What do you recommend for sharpening those knives? Do you recommend the stone, or is there a sharpening device out there that you would recommend? Anyway, that's my question.
Yeah, I'll take that one. We recommend a whetstone, and you need two whetstones and different grit, right? So a 1,000 grit whetstone to get it started, and that'll kind of clean off the edge and get it where you need it to be. And then you use like a 4,000 to an 8,000 grit to really make it sharp. We're actually next week are doing a how-to video we'll have on our website here shortly.
Sharpening.
Yeah, because that's one of the number one questions we get
from
our customer service teams. Like, I got another question. And it's always, you know, how do I sharpen the knife properly? So instead of answering these questions over and over again, we're just going to build a video and just to show people how to do it.
Yeah, but the proper technique.
The proper technique.
There's definitely a technique on proper sharpening.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you one thing that's helped me, Jim, is I just flat out suck at a sharpening stone. I just do. I feel like I do more damage than good. But what I learned is, like, I'll buy an APCO knife that's sharp out of the package, and I bought one of those steels, you know, a diamond steel that a chef would use, exactly. And I just use it every time I cut the fish, and the steel helps keep the edge. Like, the stone builds an edge onto your knife, and the steel keeps it there. And I am just not good with the stone. I wish that I was better at it. I'm just not. But the steel for me is real easy, and I just use it absolutely every time I cut them. I'm cutting a lot of fish, I use it in between each fish, and I just hit it two or three times, and that has helped me keep an edge a whole lot longer until I needed to use a stone, and then I'm in trouble. Then I need Robbie's video. But anyways, that's one thing that's helped me a lot is just using the steel a lot.
Having a steel and stones are really good ideas. Every time you, in between each fish, you
totally.
look at guys that fillet a lot. They're hitting the
stones.
Yeah,
constantly. Yeah.
I just do it a lot because it's, you know, if I start with it sharp and keep it there a lot longer, I can get a lot more use before I screw it up by putting it on the stone.
Hope that helps you out, Jim. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Michael, who's calling us from Point Loma. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Greg.
I have a question. About the MILFA zones. I used to have a phone app that showed me all the different areas and where I was in relation to them.
The what?
Your phone kind of just broke up there when you were talking about the type of app you were talking about, Michael. Say that again.
The MILFAs? The MILFA zones?
MLPA?
MLPA.
Yeah. I used to have an app, Fish Alert, that showed me exactly where I was, but I guess that app expired or something happened to it. Is there anything else that shows you exactly where you are on the water in relation to the MILFA zone?
There's none that I know of. I'm sure there probably is, and I'm sure there's somebody listening right now. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Of course there's this one, but I just don't.
Yeah,
I don't know about an app that has your real-time location.
Somebody told me that there was an app of that, but like you say, maybe they discontinue, but that would certainly be a handy tool, and maybe it exists. If one of our listeners maybe texts us or call us and let us know if that exists, that would be great.
Yeah, I wish I had an answer for everybody. I just don't.
We'll try and find the answer for you, though. Good question, because it is nice.
Okay.
Sometimes you're in close to those zones.
Sure.
It'd be nice to have, especially since you're inshore, you're going to have cell service. You bring up an app and you say, oh, yeah, I'm in the zone.
The one we always bump into is La Jolla, and it's very easy to determine where that line is during lobster season, and it's a whole lot harder when not. You could walk from lobster buoy to lobster buoy all the way around the line, but in the non-lobster season, it's a little harder to tell.
Speaking of lobster season,
buddy.
2 weeks from today.
Coming up.
Yeah. Promar is back on the air with us, and of course, get your Promar gear at your local tackle store. Get geared up right now.
It's that time.
It's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back into them? We're going to talk to Chuck next up from Long Beach. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hey, two questions. First one is, I have one of the old APCO, like the belt pads with the kidney harness and everything set up that I actually won on your guys' show a few years ago.
Sweet.
And is there still any application for that? And the second question would be, kind of pulling around and back in the Toronto days, I've got a Beamaster 16. Is it worth it to step up to a 20 or 25 as well for anything, say, after like a five-day trip that I might encounter? Can that the 16 handle most of that stuff?
Yeah, so first question, absolutely. You know, people have gotten spoiled, or they just don't like to pull like a man anymore, and everyone wants to use a rail. But
or the gunnel, or the gunnel.
You know, there's a lot of. It's just, and really, because rods have changed so much, it's kind of lent itself to go away from the harness and the belt, where these rods are so fast now that even in a harness, there's just so much leverage on the front end. So just making sure that you've got a rod that will somewhat bend further back will definitely help you. But I was in, I fished the tuna tournament a couple months ago, and it's all light line stand-up fishing. And to be honest, I got
you
out of them.
You can't use the rail. You can't use the gun.
Correct. But I got out of that because, you know, I wanted to catch big fish. I want to catch them quick. And, you know, you throw the rod on the rail with, you know, 25 pounds of drag, and you can put the wood to them. But stand-up fishing for those fish was a lot of fun. So definitely there's something there. You know, it's just the technique has somewhat changed, but it definitely hasn't gone away. Your second question on the – would I go to a 20 or 25? Absolutely. If you can have it. You know, it's a golf club or a golfer going golfing without a driver, right? I've got all the other, you know, clubs to face the course for the day. And if you don't have the driver, there's always going to be that chance where you may need it. And it's more of the may, you know, you just want to make sure you're covered, right? You know, the 16, and I'd fish up to 60 pound on it. But if you needed to go, you know, 60, 80, 100, mm-hmm. man, that 20 or 25 is really going to come into play. And there's so much of that being used today than there ever has been in the past.
Totally. And you might want to have...
What rod would you pair that with?
Well, there's a whole bunch. I think like a 770 XH is one that I've been using now for about like the last 6 months, and I really like that rod. Ricky's probably got a million rods to go with.
Yeah, that's a great one. 700 XH, 770H... just banking off of that too, like it's so nice to be able to have a flat fall tied on your heavy rig and a sardine tied on your 16, like to not have to swap back and forth. The number of uses where it's worthy to have a 20 sized reel on your 5 day are so much. I mean, get that thing. If budget allows for it, for sure that's a worthy. Dropper loop yellowtail fishing, yo-yo jig fishing, having a flat fall rig at nighttime, that is a reel that you would be stoked that if your budget allows for it, that would be a reel you'd be really happy you had on your 5 day.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
When's tackle days again?
November 7th. It'd be a very good time to buy that thing.
Yeah. Oh, things are going to be on sale?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You said that.
Things are going to be on sale. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Wayne from CCA texted me that there is a California Department of Fish and Wildlife CDFW app that is available. There's a website. He sent me the information on the website, but he says there's also an app there, Maddie, too, that you can get from Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Maddie Q, who's been saving both our butts on the show, texted me a really cool-looking app called Fish Legal, and it is definitely an iPhone app that is exactly that. It just shows where all the MLPAs are in relation to what you're doing. So,
okay.
Nice
right.
job, Maddie.
So those are available, all right? Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Also, I want to mention, too, been getting lots of hints on wader repair. And Norman, who's one of our listeners, very avid fly fisherman, says, for wader repair, use AquaSeal, a silica-like glue. Also, there's a number of YouTube how-to videos on wader repair. So,
cool.
Good suggestion, Norman. Thanks a lot for that. Very much appreciate that. All right.
Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Lou. He's calling us from Leucadia this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much. I haven't been out on the boats since February, and I'm really itching to go. I usually go out of Dana Point because they're a lot closer to 130 feet, and the rockfish are really good. But I'm kind of wussified now. I have a little seat I sit on at the rail, and I have an electric reel. So... the question I want to ask, have you heard of any COVID trace issues on any of the fishing fleets, whether they be out of San Diego, Oceanside, or Dana Point?
Nothing that I'm aware of, yeah.
No.
Nope.
No. let's knock on wood and let's hope it stays that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Hey, got a text from the Let's Talk Hookup app that says, morning, guys. I won a spool of 30-pound Psycho Pro on Let's Talk Hookup and caught my two bluefin tuna on it. Worked great. Also, the Reaper is bloodproof, and it's my go-to when I'm ponga fishing in Punta Banda. So
okay.
There you go.
Well, I got a text from Matt Q, too. Again, the guy that knows all.
Yeah.
All AFCO.
Matt knows all.
Reaper has DWR, and blood will come out and will repel water.
I'm telling you, listeners, get the AFCO Reaper.
Really, it's really good.
It's a really good product.
That's not a BS thing. It's really good.
It's warm. It breathes. It's bloodproof. It's got a lot going on for it. All right. Hey.
They make the cool stuff, no doubt about it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's getting a spool of AFCO Psycho Pro 80 and a brand new AFCO Filet Knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Filet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO Filet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet Knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back. All right, the big winner of the AFCO Psycho Pro and that awesome AFCO Filet Knife, that's going to Dennis in Chula Vista. Dennis, congratulations. You are going to love that new AFCO.
Yeah, indeed. And thank you, Robbie. Great job. And, of course, you are also the president of the Orange County Chapter for CCA California, and you have a virtual fundraiser coming up, right?
Yeah, coming up in November. The dates, I left my notepad at home, darn it.
Coming up soon.
But it's coming in November.
Cool.
So be on the lookout for that. We're going to go. I know San Diego just had theirs. It was
right.
A great event. But it's all virtual, all
yeah.
online, and we're just looking
and
to...
And you just bid on things online?
Yeah, we'll have raffle prizes and
awesome.
All that fun stuff. So be kind of, banquet at your home.
Yeah.
Nice. Good fundraiser for CCA.
And absolutely. Also, if you want, if you're in Orange County and you want to be a part of CCA California, join up and be a part of the organization. Right?
Yeah, we're always looking for new members. You know, it's the greatest organization for fishing on
absolutely
you know, that
yeah
is out there. And you know, we're all just doing our part to make sure that things like AB 3030 don't come into play.
Yeah.
And without CCA, that could have taken place.
Oh yeah, that definitely. And there's lots more to come too.
Oh, tons.
You talk about maps for keeping track of the MLPAs. If we didn't have CCA, they'd probably close the whole thing.
They would, absolutely.
They yeah had their way, they would.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks, Robbie. Of course, AFCO.com, a great resource to check out what's going on AFCO and get all this fine product you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And, of course, the local tackle store is also the place to get them, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Clothing and the hardware and,
yep,
and Cycle Pro and the AFCO fillet knives, the roller guides, the
unibots,
yep, all the stuff we talked about is are the place. AFCO.com or your local tackle store.
Absolutely. Thank
yeah
you.
Thanks, Robbie. Appreciate all you do, and congratulations on the, well, not so new job anymore, but we're very excited for the future products that you're going to develop.
Me too. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
yeah
it.
All right. Look forward to having you back. And thank you. Thanks very much to Thomas in the studio. Thanks to Adam doing the app, all the great stuff that Adam does. And thank you out there for participating both via text as well as phone calls this morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News will be talking about that Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. He just came back from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka. Have a lot of good Alaska information. A lot more show tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Tune in. Let's Talk Hookup app on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.